Venezuelan-born conductor Carlos Izcaray has been closely watching the political crisis in his native country. He's the music director of the Alabama Symphony Orchestra. And 15 years ago, he was arrested at a protest in Caracas and tortured by forces loyal to then-President Hugo Chavez. We asked him to put together a list of music that's helping him cope with today's crisis, as opposition leader Juan Guaido challenges the legitimacy of President Nicolas Maduro. Top of his list? Symphony No. 10 by Soviet-era composer Dmitri Shostakovich. Carlos Izcaray joins us now from Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for inviting me.
So we asked you for some of the music that you're turning to as your country endures this political upheaval. That one was a very turbulent piece of music. Why did you pick it?
This is a piece that was written just after the death of one of the worst tyrants in history, Stalin. And of course, Shostakovich had to endure many, many years under this regime. The movement that you're playing, the second one, it's got this militaristic, highly volcanic energy to it that is very much attuned to the frustration that many of us Venezuelans feel. And if you listen to the end of the piece, there is hope at the end of the storm.
That storm you're talking about is very personal to you. As we said, you were arrested and you were tortured in Venezuela some years ago under the Hugo Chavez regime. This was in 2004. Can you tell us what happened?
That is right. I was tortured in 2004, detained, kidnapped by the National Guard, and I went through, well, very bad mistreatment of all sorts, physical and psychological, threatened to death. And what I went through is what many people are going through now in Venezuela. We're talking about students who are leading the marches. We're talking about political prisoners, et cetera, et cetera.
When you were in that dark period of your life, imprisoned and tortured, what was your relationship with music, and did you turn to it?
Well, very good question. The first thing is I entered quite a depressive state when I turned away from music. This was going to be the week that I was going to have my big debut with the National Symphony Orchestra as a conductor. So everything was shattered. But after a brief period of just darkness, my friends and my family, my father especially, brought music back to the equation for me. And it was a way to heal, both literally physically, because I had nerve damage in my arm, you know, playing the cello. I'm a cellist, so by playing music, I got better. I think that since then I've understood many of the layers that were until then not discovered by me of the power of music.
Let's hear another piece on your list. This is Four Motets on a Christmas Theme by Francis Poulenc. Speaking of healing, this is very peaceful.
This is a piece that, to me, every time I listen to it, it's like rediscovering the miracle that is music. It's a spiritual piece. It's just sheer beauty. I just think this piece elevates me to a different frequency. Hard to describe it, and it's just a couple of minutes long, but I really think that Francis Poulenc captured the most intimate and profound elements of what it is to be a human being and its relationship with music.
Which is needed for many people in your country right now. Another sorrowful piece on your playlist, Box Suite No. 5 in C minor for cello. Now, you studied the cello at El Sistema. This is the world-famous, publicly-financed music education in Venezuela. How does that settle with you today, that in some ways, at least, you are a product of the state that tortured you?
Yeah, I actually started as a violinist in El Sistema and eventually I changed to cello. And I studied that here in the U.S. as well. I did all my high school and college here. But this particular movement is quite a sad piece, but at the same time, again, it's a sort of bittersweet. It's sad, but it's beautiful. It's very, very simple, and it's a way for me to connect with the instrument. On top of that, having worked with many, 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 I'm talking hundreds, if not thousands, of the young musicians who are products of El Sistema, it is infuriating for me to see how, over the last years, this system has been turned into a propaganda machine. This is since the Chavez years and then the subsequent years as well. So something that was very pure and very much focused on, you know, bringing culture to people of all strata. Well, it was turned into a propaganda machine by a dictatorial regime that wanted to have a good face in front of all the crimes that they were committing, you know, behind it.
Okay, it's not all classical that you're listening to now. How about Pray for Rain by the English electronic music duo Massive Attack? And their eyes change. And then there's Ocean Drive by the German electronic music ensemble Brandt Brauer Frick. Carlos, these are upbeat.
They're definitely in motion, I would say. I'd like to characterize myself, at least, as a man of action. No matter how down and somber I like to be, I personally enjoy the rhythmic part of it. I'm an urban kid, so I see electronic music in many ways like urban drums. It's a way to reconnect with some primitive aspects of what we are as a people and as individuals. But this music, as I said, there's a little bit of a funk to them, but it gets you going at the same time, so you're not completely petrified.
Hmm. Speaking of drumming, you're also listening to some Afro-Venezuelan beats. I'm imagining when you hear that, you hear of home, and I'm sure you're thinking of home a lot these days and your family that's still in Venezuela.
Absolutely. I'm thinking about home. I'm thinking about my family. I'm thinking about my friend and their families and all the things that they're having to endure. A lot of this music, Afro-Venezuelan music, comes obviously from former slave communities. It is so full of power and sorrow at the same time, but at the end, it is also a celebration of humanity. This is music that is meant to be cathartic. It's impossible not to be in a sort of trance when you're listening to it, and eventually people start dancing around the drum. So this is very much attuned to the energy of what's going on now with Venezuelan society. It's a volcanic energy of what's going on there.
As you've been talking, I just can't help but think that so many times throughout the history of humanity, really, crisis and chaos and upheaval creates great music. I just wonder if you're thinking about that at all. You know, what could come out of this difficult time?
Well, absolutely. We wouldn't have an Eroica symphony were it not for the political climate in Europe and Napoleon and Beethoven's reactions to it. We wouldn't have the Shostakovich works. At least they would be very different pieces were it not for the dictatorship that Shostakovich had to live through.
Do you think something like that might come out of today's crisis?
I am certain of it. I'm certain that it's already happening.
Before I let you go, I want to play one more piece of music. You know what that is.
Absolutely.
The Venezuelan anthem.
I must say, as a musician, it's one of the best anthems in the world. Musically speaking, it's not your normal sort of militaristic band tune. It's got more layers of complexity, musically speaking.
But I hear you, and I also hear some patriotism in your
and
voice.
There is something about it, and I must say that I'm not your typical Venezuelan patriot. I'm very critical of my country anywhere where I've lived. But there is something. Now I've been looking at the lyrics of the national anthem in Venezuela. They are so much attuned to everything what is happening now. We're a free people. We're a brave people. That's the first thing that says, Gloria al bravo pueblo, glory to the courageous people. It's all about bringing down oppression and living in a free society. So the more I read it and listen to it, the more I feel that it's a great anthem, and I'm something that definitely gives me extra energy to move ahead and fight for those who are suffering everything in Venezuela.
Carlos Izcaray, music director of the Alabama Symphony Orchestra and the American Youth Symphony in Los Angeles, also a native of Venezuela. Carlos, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.